crop going through pod fill.
In many cases, the small grain yields have been better than expected. AgriGold area business manager Jeremy Baumgarten says that makes him optimistic about corn and soybeans.
Corn and soybeans, eastern North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, they look outstanding for everything we've thrown at them this year. We have caught some rain in some geographies, and the beans are still set in pods and was in a field yesterday even where they're still flowering. So, you know, what is that, the 17th of August? That's pretty impressive to see beans still trying to put yield on, and I think they're going to take great advantage of that moisture we've had. Pollination has looked good on corn, and the crop's coming along quickly as well. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, you know, we should get to black layer sometime late September here on the majority of the corn crop in the geographies.
Baumgarten is encouraging growers to get out into their fields.
You know, probably the one thing I've seen this summer, especially in the last couple weeks, is there's a lot of rootworm beetles around in corn fields, especially corn on corn. So want guys to really be out scouting and checking their fields for that, you know, planning their rotations for next year. If they're going back to corn, maybe they want to throw a triple stack product out there for better worm control or maybe some insecticide next spring.
And the Williston